Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning about the Inyan of Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Rishus, based on a talk given at the Torah Shebaal Peh convention, which is conducted by Mossad Rav Kook, by Hagon Rav Shaul Yisraeli Zatzal, the Yeshiva of Yeshiva Merkez Harav. And it was published in the Torah Shebaal Peh journal, volume number 10, page 46. Shir Shabi Yischus for Fu Shleim, for Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan of Ramalevi, for Moshe Tzvi ben Frida Simcha of Fu Shleim, Yehuda ben Margalit Sarah, Sarah Chancha ben Sahab ben Chama, Yishai Dovalevi ben Neri. And Bracha ben Hatzlacha to Daniel Simcha ben Chava Rezel, Zivug Hagen ben Mehera, and to Ari ben Yamin, Sarah Machla. It should also be Lili Nishmas, Alexander Zisha ben Rabbi Yosef. Two times the Mishnah brings the distinction between a Milchemes Rishus and a Milchemes Mitzvah. With respect to the authority of a king, that a king is only allowed to bring out to a Milchemes Rishus if he has with him a Beis Din of 71, as we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin. And also with respect to the din of returning from the battlefield, that when do the people return from the battlefield? If they have a field and a wife, a new field, a new wife, a new house. So these people who are returning from the battlefield, the Mishnah says in Sotah Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that's only a Milchemes Rishus. But in a Milchemes Mitzvah, even those people who the Torah exempts are not exempt. They're only exempt by Milchemes Rishus and not by Milchemes Mitzvah. In the Mishnah, there's no definition what's a Milchemes Rishus and what's a Milchemes Mitzvah. The Gemara says, Sota, Milchemes Yehoshua Lichboish Divrei Hakol Mitzvah. If Yehoshua is coming to conquer, everybody holds it's a Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's defined as a Milchemes Chova. That's when Yehoshua is coming to capture, it's a mitzvah, or even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chova. Milchemes Beis David L'Ravacha. If Beis David needs to conquer more land, so what's the din there? That's a Rishus. Just to extend your territory or to get some Parnasa, that's Rishus. And that's why Rashi says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Kol milchama kari rishus, all milchamas are rishus, levad milchemes Yehoshua shayisad lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. Except for the milcham of Yehoshua, that was to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to the Lashon of Rashi that he's noting the only example of milchemes mitzvah, milchemes Yehoshua lichbosh, like the Gemara says. And that it says in Sota, Lemu'ute Akum, Delo Lesi Alayhu, that it says in Sota, that we exclude a war, that they prevent them from coming upon us, that the Gemara says, that is totally in the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, in other words, what we call a preemptive strike. So according to the Rabbanon, that's included in the concept of Milchemes Rishus. Because according to the Rabbanan, there is no distinction between a milchama, that is a preemptive strike, that is preventing a future attack of goyim on the Jewish people, and now when they're coming to attack us. Everything according to the Rabbanan is included in the topic under the rubric of Milchemes Rishus. That's why Rashi says there's only one type of Milchemes Mitzvah. What's a Milchemes Mitzvah? A Milchemes Mitzvah is, according to the Rabbanan, just Milchemes Yehoshua Lichbosh, just when Yehoshua is coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But outside of that, there are no Milchemes Mitzvah. The Rambam in his Perush in Mishnayos, the Sanhedrin, writes, O Milchemes HaRishus hi Milchemes Amon Umoav V'Yishmael V'Domehem, Umilchemes Mitzvah, Himilchemes Amalek, Vishneva Amemin, Bilvad. So the Rambam adds here, he says, Melchemes Rishus is fighting against Ammon, Moab, Yishmael, and those similar to them. A Melchemes Mitzvah is the Melchama Abamalek, and the seven nations alone, in other words, the seven nations in Eretz Israel. So he added, the Rambam, before he saw in Rashi, Melchama to capture Eretz Israel, as being a Melchemes Mitzvah. Now it says, not only capture Eretz Israel, not only the seven nations that are in Eretz Israel, but Melchemes Amalek as well. That's also a Melchemes Mitzvah. However, it would seem from the Rambam here in his Perish Mishnayis that a defensive war is included in a Melchemes Rishus. And that's why he says, Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Amalek Shemam in Bilvad. Bilvad. Only those are Melchemes Mitzvah. In contrast to that, he included explicitly on Melchemes Rishus Ammon and Moab. Now, Klape Ammon and Moab, we were explicitly warned not to start up with them. So, it would turn out then that a Melchama against Ammon and Moab are only permitted if it's defensive, when they're coming upon us. So the question is, if they already came upon us, we're certainly allowed to defend ourselves. So, Echiyon, if we're even allowed to attack, make a preemptive strike, because they know they're going to come upon us. So afal pi that we're defending ourselves, the Rambam says that it's a Melchemes Rishus. So that's a hevdel between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, a Melchemes Rishus, a Melchemes Mitzvah's Yehoshua Lichbosh, which incidentally would seem from there that it's only, we'll see in a moment. So it's a Yehoshua Lichbosh. And according to the Rambam, it's not only Yehoshua Lichbosh, but it's also Melchemes Amalek. According to Rashi, Rashi says, Melchemes Yehoshua Lichbosh is Eretz Yisrael. So what makes the war of Yehoshua Mitzvah is that he's coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's not a din in Kibush Eretz Yisrael. It's a din in destroying the Shiva Amamin. And as is explained in the Barichos and the Ramban, and the Shemot to say for Mitzvah and Dalit, it's two different things. The capturing of Eretz Yisrael and destroying of the Shiva Amamin. So we have two differences between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says only the war of Yehoshua to capture Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, would be both the war to capture Eretz Yisrael, to destroy the seven nations, not to capture Eretz Yisrael, but to destroy the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, and Melchemes Amalek. And also the difference in Rashi, like we said, is that Rashi, it's Kibush Haaretz, and according to the Rambam, it's destroying the seven Amamin. So certainly according to the Rambam today, when we're fighting against the Arabs, so that would not come under the rubric of Shiva Amamin, we don't know what nation they're from. Kibush Haaretz maybe, but Rashi says Kibush Haaretz is dafka in the time of Yehoshua. So it seems that both according to the Rashi and the Rambam today, capturing any land, the Melchemet HaShechrur, the independence war we captured, in 67 war we captured, according to those definitions, they would not be classified as a Melchemes Mitzvah. In the Sefer Yad HaZaka, the Rambam defines Melchemes Mitzvah differently, Zok the Rambam. Ve'ezu hi melchemes mitzvah, zu melchemes zayin amimin, u melchemes amolek, ve'ezrat Yisrael miyad tzar sheba aleihem. A melchemes mitzvah is the war of the seven nations, the war of Amalek, like we saw, ve'ezis Yisrael, helping the Jewish people from an enemy that's coming to attack us. So we have two examples, like we had in the Perish Mishnayis of the Rambam. We had the Heilige Melchemes Amalek and destroying the seven nations. Again, the Rambam says Melchemes Zayin Amimin, not Kibush Haaretz, but Melchemes Zayin Amimin. And here the Rambam, like see, he added on Ezus Yisrael Miyatzar, helping the Jewish people from their enemy. So from the Perish Mishnayis, it would seem that it's only a Mulchemes Rishos. But according to the Rambam in the Yad, it's L'chayr Mulchemes Mitzvah. So these differences between Mulchemes Rishos and Mulchemes Mitzvah require an explanation. Especially, we have to understand what it seems from Rashi and from the Perish Mishnayis of the Rambam, that Eretz Yisrael Miatzar, helping the Jewish people, defending the Jewish people against their enemies, is not included in Mulchemes Mitzvah. According to the Rambam, in the Yad, Eretz Yisrael Miatzar is a Mulchemes Mitzvah. But according to the Rashi and the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis, it's not a Mulchemes Mitzvah. We also have to understand the Heter to go out in a Mulchemes Rishus with a king and the Haskama of the Sanhedrin. Because it seems that it's totally in Ratzon, like the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's Davenu B'Yilachmenu B'Yirachas Mitzad HaRishus Shenirtzu L'Yilachim Ba V'la Matira Torah Mulchemes Husha Rabbi Derech HaTeva. We were commanded to wage war on one city, Mitzad HaRishus, when it's a Rishus, Shenirtze Lehilachim Ba. So when he's talking about a Mulchemes Rishus, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shenirtze Lehilachim Ba. So it's Talui in our Ratzon. So why did the Torah allow such a war? People are going to die. So why are we mezalzel for Mulchemes Rishus in the life of Jewish people? We do everything to save the life of Jewish people. What, b'shvil harvacha, so we have more land, we have some more parnasa, that's matter of people dying? Not only that, it brings to Chilul Shabbos. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis Halacha Chaf Hei. Tzor Na Layaros Shel Akum Shlosh Yom Kodem Shabbos, Losim Imay Vosim Imay Melchama B'chol Yom V'yom, V'afilu B'Shabbos. Shenemar Ad Redita Afilu B'Shabbos. Be'em Mulchemes Mitzvah, Be'em Mulchemes Rishus. So it's interesting that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Mulchemes Rishus even. So how's something that's Rishus, as Rishus, Matir Chil Shabbos, Advarim Tumum Matmim, as Rishus, it's only Rishus, it's totally in our Ratzon, and for that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's Tamuah HaFlev HaFela. Not only that, but the Sugya and Sot also requires explanation. It says there that the Machlokas Tim Rabbi Yehudin LeChachamim is Benogea to a preemptive strike to prevent the Goyim Mute Akum Deloasu Alayu, that the Goyim shouldn't come upon us. That Rabbi Yehuda calls this a mitzvah, and the rabbis call it Karila, the rabbis call it a Rishus. And what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, if, when engaged in this war, they're pater from another mitzvah. Kedina osek mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. So when you have this this preemptive strike, Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and the rabbis call it a rishus. And the nafkamina is, like I said, that according to the chachamim, you're not pater from another mitzvah when you're involved in this war, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are pater from other mitzvahs because it's called a mitzvah. So Shaila is, what's the nature of this machlokas? Even if we say that we're talking about a preemptive strike, that the Goyim haven't yet come upon us, and the purpose is to weaken them in the future, and it doesn't seem like that from the Rishonim. But even if you say that that's pshat, that we're just weakening them so they don't come in, that they haven't come yet, and we're weakening them for the future. So Maman of Shech, if the Sakana is very imminent, so it should be a Mulchemes Mitzvah, even according to the Rabbanan. Haba lahargo chahashgem lahargo. Well, we have to sit and wait until they actually attack. That's pshat. You're not allowed to make, according to the rabbis, preemptive strike isn't a mitzvah because you should just sit and wait. Oh, they started shooting. Then you can wake up and start shooting. That's very, if you know what's happening, then you should get up and do something. It makes sense. And if it's a very, very far away sakana, something that's happening, they're planning in a long, long time, so then why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it a mitzvah? Is it a mechemes mitzvah? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mechemes mitzvah, why then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are they chozer me'ochei ha'melchama? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this instance of this preventing the goyim from coming upon us, they're chozer me'ochei ha'melchama. So why is that any different from, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mechemes chova? The mechemes Yeshua lichbosh is a mechemes chova. There, they're not chozer me'ochei ha'melchama. But here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are. And the question is, why? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chora, if this is a Mochemes Mitzvah, this Akum de lo Leisei Alayhu, so apparently the king is allowed to take out the nation al Das Atzmo. He doesn't need the Sanhedrin. Because this is a mitzvah on every Jew. They have to fight this Mochemes Mitzvah. So why did the Gemara say there's an Afgamina between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan only, and then I'll take the mitzvah, patrim and a mitzvah? The Gemara should have said, there's another nafkamina. Linyan hatzas hamelech. Can the king alone take them out? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the king can. And according to the Chachamim, who say it's not mechemes rishus, the king cannot. Also, the lashon of the Gemara, mar kari la mitzvah, the Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and the Chacham call it a rishus. Like as if the whole difference is the name. It's not just a difference in name. It's essentially different. So you should have said, Lamar, it's a mitzvah. And Lamar, it's the Rishus. Zoe mitzvah, Zoe Rishus. Not Karila. Karila implies there's no essential difference. They just have different names. But this Mute Akum de lo Leisei Alayhu. One calls it a mitzvah, one calls it a Rishus. No. According to one, it is a mitzvah, and according to the other one, it is a Rishus. So these are some of the problems with this sugya. And we'll to Hashem, in the next year we will further explore and hopefully come to some deeper understanding. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.